This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Magella Cantara.
Welcome to Good Neighbor Podcast. Are you in need of mental health services? Surprisingly, they're one baby closer than you think. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing you to your neighbor, Nicole Moore, with her business, Counseling with a Purpose. So how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. How are you today?
I'm great. We're so excited to learn all about you and your business. So please tell us what you do.
Well, first, thank you so much for having me and allowing me to share this space with you. So as you stated, my name is Shawana Nicole Moore Jeter, and I'm the owner and founder of Counseling with a Purpose. We're an outpatient counseling center founded in 2018, and we're located in Kernersville, North Carolina. We offer individual, group, and family therapy. I believe we accomplish our mission when we're able to provide services that are rooted in honesty, integrity, and evidence-based practices.
That's great. How did you get into this business?
How did I get into this business? So in fear of being very cliche, I think this is my calling. It kind of chose me. I didn't necessarily choose it. In school, high school, you know, graduate school, I've always been pretty academically successful, but never, ever thought of being a business owner. So this came about kind of on its own. It kind of grew a mind of its own.
Okay, that's awesome. What are the myths or misconceptions you find in your industry?
Let's see. I think the most important one to me is the fact that going to counseling or receiving counseling services is like getting advice from a really good friend, right? Which kind of implies that counselors are not reputable providers, and it's everything but that for the most part. Mental health counselors have, all of them actually, have advanced degrees. So any therapist or counselor that you see has a master's level degree. We have to remain licensed, and the process that we go through to maintain our credentials is no different than a doctor or a dentist or a nurse physician would have.
Mm-hmm. Outside of work, what are some things you enjoy doing for fun?
Well, it sounds really boring, but I think it's like more work adjacent type things. My younger years, when I wasn't aging, I loved playing basketball. I was a collegiate athlete. So I was very, very invested in sports. Now where I am, I love and enjoy serving my community. So I find pleasure in pouring into the next generation of leaders. I'm on the Winston-Salem Under 40 advisory board for the city. I do public speaking. Oftentimes we take on internships and we spend time with them and imparting them. So most oftentimes I'm in the community networking. I have been blessed with a wonderful marriage. So I do enjoy spending time with my husband and my family. That sounds kind of lackluster, but that's probably what I do most.
That's great. So let's change gears a little bit. Can you describe one hardship or a life challenge that you rose above and can now say because of it, you're better and stronger? What comes to mind?
Honestly, my child rearing years in general, I was raised in what probably would be considered a dysfunctional environment. And so most of my experiences have been painful and eventful. My father was actually disabled. Most often times, the majority of my childhood, he was not ambulatory, but he raised me as a single parent. And so you can imagine some of the struggles that just kind of came with some of those things.
Absolutely. So what about one thing you wish our listeners knew about Counseling with a Purpose?
I'm going to try my best to give you one thing, but it's probably not going to work.
Okay.
I wish that our clients knew that they can't disappoint us. it truly is a non-judgmental space. And I think oftentimes they don't come in knowing that, and it takes some time for them to really get that understanding. It's our responsibility to empower our clients to make their own choices. And I truly do believe that you're the only person that knows what's best for you. So when you come in, it's not this really quick thing where we are able to give you all the answers. It's a shared journey. I wish that they knew that it is scary and it's hard work, but the process, it does work, and that it takes time. I think oftentimes there's a misconception that six sessions, I think, oftentimes people go, how long is it going to take? You know, and it's just not this fixed number of session or time. It takes time. There could be setbacks. The process is not linear, but that's okay because it's all a part of the process.
Right. Absolutely. So how can our listeners learn a little bit more about your company and where to find you and things like that?
Sure. As I stated earlier, I try my best to remain in the community. So hopefully I'm always somewhere visible, right? But they can check us out on our website at counselingwithapurpose.org. We're pretty responsive by email at info@counselingwithapurpose.org. And you can always give us a call. Our intake coordinator is wonderful. And you can reach us at 336-682-5982.
Great. Well, thank you, Nicole. I really appreciate you being on the show. We wish you and your business the best moving forward.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity. I really appreciate that. I've enjoyed being here.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpwinston-salem.com. That's gnpwinston-salem.com. Or call 336-777-7373.